Newsbreak podcast.
It is indeed the last royal show in its current form. The current form will not be emulated beyond the 4th of June, which is this coming Sunday. Thereafter, we will be moving to a new address on an agricultural estate, a beautiful agricultural estate in Hilton. And our future activities will be focused on hosting shows, but they will be very much of a short-term duration and highly focused on agriculture and quasi-agricultural activities. That would include, for argument's sake, a cheese festival, a cheese and wine festival, a beef festival, those sort of activities which will span around 5 days, no more than that, but highly focused in nature, and probably as many as 7 or 8 of such festivals each year.
So how many years has the show been in existence for, and what are some of the challenges faced by your team?
This is the 173rd year of the Royal Agricultural Society. Aside from the war years and COVID, there's been a royal show every year throughout that 173-year period. The challenges, of course, are numerous. To put together an event catering for virtually every facet of interest certainly does require a great deal of commitment and dedication on the part of my team. These could range from putting together displays in the main arena, bringing livestock in, transporting livestock, unloading and reloading livestock, putting together exhibits in halls, to taking them down again, and so this goes on. It's absolutely endless. If you work out how much componentry actually makes up a royal show in its current form, my exercise some years ago revealed that there are around 3,500 tasks that have to be accomplished to put together one event of this type.
We do know this is the last royal show closing its doors this week, Sunday. For people wanting to visit the show, the last show ever, what would be some of the highlights?
Tomorrow is a big day in our main arena. We have a major motocross performance coming up from Cape Town involving pyrotechnics. We then have a very large concert in the evening, primarily focused on our Indian and Asian communities. On Sunday, we have the RSG concert taking place with some major performers, including Junita Duplessis, Bobby van Jaarsveld, and others. And that will then wrap up the show at around 6:30 on Sunday evening.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.